Many Christians decide on short engagements in order to protect a couple from sexual sins. Might this at times lead to marriages that are too hasty? The answer is yes. And we have to be balanced. I do think in a general way, it's not the only rule, but Christian prudence argues for, you know, sexual temptation. And a couple who are romantically amorous and their hearts are knit together may find themselves in temptation, and Paul says, if a man burns, let him marry. So I think there is good Christian prudence that is behind shorter engagements. But however, marriage, this is a line from the marriage liturgy that I use, marriage is not to be entered into hastily or heedlessly, but reverently and in fear of God. And so I do think that a couple should avoid a rush to marriage. And of course, that's not just after the engagement, it's also before the engagement. I do think, you know, marriage is a lifelong thing of great significance. We are not to break our marriage vows. Our partner may break them, but we're not to do so. And it is wise to test a relationship. The person who asked the question said, don't you go through different seasons? Yes. Although there's only so much data you can have, but there should be great care exercised in marriage. I mean, it's a lifelong obligation. Now, in most, I will argue this, though. In most cases, I'm going to explain the most cases. Faithful Christians are able to marry, to obey God in marriage. The question of marriage, primarily, is not compatibility or these sorts of things, is will we honor God's word? Will we embrace God's word? And I do think that when you have two committed Christians who are, you know, not just a guy who, you know, started to go to church the Sunday before he wanted to ask her out, I think we should be very concerned with that. I've had a couple of marriages I've refused to do, but others have done along those lines, and they've all gone, turns out he wasn't a Christian. What a shock. But when you have someone who's really a demonstrable Christian and you know, in a good church, and you have another one, unless there is some big issue like childhood sexual molestation. So I'm not saying if you were molested as a child, you can't be married. I'm just saying there may be some, you need to do some, there might be some special needs for that. There's other, you know, abuse, and I'm thinking mainly in terms of abusive backgrounds, those sorts of things. I certainly am aware of situations where we got some big issues here that require some specialized focus. Apart from that, I think the Christian should marry with confidence. And you're only going to get so much data. So that what you really want to make sure is that you're marrying someone. By the way, yes, you should be attracted to them. It's a sexual relationship. So there needs to be attraction. But it needs to be a real functioning Christian. It is my prudential advice that while Reformed men may date Arminian girls, I would advise Arminian women from dating Reformed men because of male headship. Your child is going to be raised in some horrible megachurch. Now that's just general counsel, but I think it's good counsel. You go, well, that gives the guys, well, we need the help. I mean, but if you have a godly people, and you know, and there's not a glaring, if you say, well, you know, he smokes pot. Time out. What do you mean he smokes pot? You know, well, other than his gambling problem. So we're talking about biblical Christian people who, you know, without major red flags. And by the way, if someone is determined to deceive you, they're probably going to deceive you. It's the truth. I will say this about dating. If your dating relationship, and I know that's a term that is subject to criticism, but interpret it as you want. If your dating relationship is hard and painful, don't marry. A relationship that's leading to marriage is easy and fun. And often there's such a qualitative difference. But yes, I think that because if we emphasize marriage, we raise our children to want to be married. That's all good. But there should not be a rush to marriage. And while I think the purity consideration is often wise, it should not preempt a reasonable amount of getting to know each other before committing to a lifelong relationship. So I think there's wisdom in that.